Good morning, everyone. We are holding Simon Shin Laman Aleph, Sif Yud, page 346, the last line. Today we're going to be finishing Hilchos Refuah, and tomorrow we will be starting and marching towards the end of Chelek Gimel with the last few Melachos, Chayr Zareah, Keter Ma'amers, a few Durabonans, not doing too much Tircha on Shabbos, also the Halachas of Visit Dleika on Shabbos. So other Darabonans playing instruments on Shabbos, going swimming, etc. Geizes will be in the last, and Simon Shin Mem will have Geizes, and then we'll have Meichik. A few other Melachas as we finish up the last few parts of Hilchos Shabbos here before we move on to Chelek Dalad, which really also is Hilchos Shabbos, which would be more Haitzah and Hilchos Erevin. So Zakh Mechaber Sif Yud, the last line, page 346. Adam Shalom Malme Olam, a person who had never yet performed the Ris Mila. Lo Yamal B'Shabbos, he should not do his first one on Shabbos. Aval Imol Kvar Pamachas, if he already has done a Ris Mila. Mutar Lam B'Shabbos, is mutar for him to do the Mila on Shabbos. Afilim Hu Avi Aben, even if he's the Avi Aben, he would be allowed to do, if he has already done a Mila, he'd be allowed to do it on Shabbos. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what's the Chiddush of the Avi Aben. In Hilchos Yeredeia, that's where we find the rest of Hilchos Bris Mila. So the Mechaber is telling us, don't do your first one. Don't let the guinea pig be on Shabbos because we don't want there to be a mistake and then be over a malacha when you didn't have to. Zakta Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Vav La Yamol. The Chashin and Shemi Yekalka were worried maybe you'll make a mistake. The Nimtza. It's not the Malkin Mitzvah because the Mitzvah wasn't done because the Mila was not performed properly. So too, if you never did the Priya, also the Freya B'Shabbos. Let's say a Mile comes, he says, I already have done a Bris Mila. Neman, he's believed, he does not need to bring a Raya. He's believed to say that it's not his first one. I mean, either way, I highly doubt the Moel is going to tell you if you're the first one. But I guess if it's Shabbos, he knows his halacha. He's only going to say you're not the first one if you really, really, if that's the truth. It's good. You shouldn't have two people involved in the Bris Mila on Shabbos. Is the Yamam Ze Yifra? Ela Hamol Atmoy. Yifra, the one who does the Mila should do the Priya, which generally is our minhag anyways. Apparently there was a different minhag in some places where they would have like to give out kibudim. One person did the Mila, he cut the Arla, another person did the Priya, another did the Matitza. Nowadays it's one mile doing everything. That you could have two separate people. In Poland, at least going back in the Mishnah Berurah's times, and he's quoting over here many, many Achrenim. Apparently, there was some sort of minug that they would have different people do one person do the Mila, one do the Priya. Don't get three people involved. One who does the Priya, he'll do the Matitza, Avavi Yeshua's Yaakov, Dachazev, Akasa, the Matitza Yachalis Ba'acher, you can do the Matitza with a third person. And it could be in Poland they talk did it that way and have three people and that way, just in case there are too many Eltizadas and uncles, there are enough kibbutzim to go around to everyone. Zogsiv kot lamed zayin b'Shabbos. Leni yamtiv imhu yamtiv sheni shel galius v'ani yish lahakom. If it's second day yamtiv, let's say on Wednesday this week, second day yamtiv, and v'ani you could have a first time moyel do a mila. If it's the first day Yom Tov, it's a machlekes, but if he knows that he can do it, he's confident he can do it, then Avada, if there's no one else, we allow him to do it. And in number 36 on the side, it quotes a Shvus Yaakov, even on Shabbos, if this Mayel is very confident that he knows he could do it, even though he hasn't practically done it before, then we don't stop him from doing it. Once he's done it once, even if there's someone else who's a professional, done it many times, we allow you to do it on Shabbos. There is a shita that says if there's another person here, the father himself should not be in the moil on Shabbos. Why? He is having the blood come out, and it's a psik resha d'nichalei. He's happy the blood is coming out because he wants to give a milah to his son. We don't say that. The gam gam biachrinu psik resha d'nichalei hu. Shemayhu reitzel lamule v'lezekaasi. We don't say the father is different. Even by the mayol, it's a psik resha d'nichalei. He wants there to be a good bris milah over here. Afilu hachi yitir atayra. This Torah still allows it, even though it's nichalei, because milah is deicha Shabbos. So very straightforward halacha. Someone should not be performing his first milah on Shabbos unless there's no one else there and he's very confident that he can do it. Second, the yontif, if he can. Now, the only thing I was not sure about, I was thinking as I was preparing this, is that does it mean that you had to have done a halachic bris milah? Or, I know I do have a friend of mine who lives in Eretz Yisrael. He has a few boys, and at some point he decided to do the milah himself on one of his boys. He learned bris milah. How did he learn it? They went to the hospital and they did milahs on the Arabs. The Arabs also get a bris milah when they're 13. So that's where he trained. Now, is that considered that he has done milah and now he can do it on Shabbos? Or it has to be that he actually has done on a Jewish boy, halachic bris milah, and then he could do it on Shabbos? That's something that I was just thinking. I'm not sure. Zog sif aleph. I'm actually noita. I'm making this up, so I don't. There's no like weight to what I'm saying right now. I'm just thinking out loud that I would think you would have to do a halachic bris milah, because otherwise ein l'davar saif. What if he takes one of these fake bodies and practices bris milah? So would that be enough? Elamai, that you're going to say that it's not the same. Doesn't feel the exact same way. So maybe a 13-year-old boy feels different than a baby. Maybe if it's not a halachic bris milah, you're not as careful about certain parts of it. So that's why I'm nated to say that he had to have done a halachic bris milah, but I'm coming from absolutely nowhere. I'm completely making that up, so it could be that's wrong. Zog sif aleph. Shin lamed beis sif aleph. Shloli yale da behemah b'shabbos. Ein miyaldin sa behemah b'shabbos. We do not assist an animal in giving birth on Shabbos. Zog the mishnah berurah sif karen aleph. Ein miyaldin. Perish. Limshei chavlad min arechem. To pull out the vlad from the rechem. De'ika tircha yisera. It's a tircha. We don't want to be matriach too much extra on Shabbos. Even just to help it, to hold the vlad, so you pull the earth so it should not fall down to the ground, and you help the vlad start to nurse from its mother. All other tzarchei leida that we'll see in Siman Tavkuf Chav Gimel are also going to be aser on Shabbos because of tzarchei yisera. Okay, zaksif beis. You don't remove like scabs from a wound from an animal. You don't smear it with oils. This is when the maka is already on the upside. It's almost healing, where it's only more pleasurable for the animal if you remove it. If there's pain to the animal, then you could remove the maka. But if there's no pain, it's just to give extra tainug, that we say is aser. Zog the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Beis. Mifarchis in Perish Lahasar Sagela to remove the scab. Oisa es Hamaka, Bigmar Maka Shinisrapa Hamaka, Valkane in the Turek, Bashila Behemak de la Anga, we're not matriach just to give an animal pleasure. But if an animal is in pain, then we are matriach to help the animal out. Zog the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Im achla karshinim harve imitzdaaris. If the animal ate a little bit too much and it has a stomach ache, ayachal haritza bechatzer kdei siti agev disrapa. You can make it run in a chatzer in order so that it should start sweating and getting worked up, and that will help it heal. Zaksev kon hey yachal haritza daaf agav dezel refuah uber refuah la adam gozim mishum shikas amamanim. So how are you allowed to do refuah for your animal? Refuah is behemte inan them bohol kol kach shiavi lishak samamanim. The reason for the gzera of refuah is the person is going to be bohol and is going to end up being over the iser teichin when making a medicine. When your animal is sick, you're not so bohol. But however, if an animal is karev lemisa, then you are bohol. Then you're worried. You don't want to lose your cow, right? The cow was your source of milk. You don't want to lose your sheep because it's your source of wool. And now you're bohol. So what's that? If you're not going to allow it, if you're not going to allow it, then you may come to the Eivrenis. And this is a halacha we'll see more about in Hilchos Simin Shin Lamed Dalet coming up very soon. When it comes to certain times, a person, because we're nervous, they're going to come, they're going to be such a Bahala, they're going to be over and this is the right, so we allowed them to be over and this is the Rabbanon. And we did have this, but I guess someone who was traveling and he was stuck outside the city when Shabbos already came, about making sure his money makes it back to the city, put it on the donkey, or give it to the guy, or give it to the kid. All the halachas and Siman Reish Samach Vav, I believe it was. So here too, if the animal is not Karav Misa, there's no Bahala. So there's no problem of Refuah. If it is Karav L'misa, then there's a Bahala already, and now we're worried that you're going to come to a Hefsid, you're going to come to a Malacha D'Araisa, so we allow you to do Refuah. So Kohen Vav Kadesh Yiti Yageya. Aval Asa Lasis B'Shvila Shum Malacha D'Araisa D'Rabbanan Afilu Hi Mesa V'Yidein Yehudi Muta Lasis K'Sham Behema Chela. You can't be over any real Malachas D'Araisa D'Rabbanan for Tzar. Or when the animal's in Tzar, we do Refuah. That Malacha or Gzera D'Rabbanan we're over. We also, we're Matriach for the animal. Also, we can do muksa for the animal. That we can do also. These are all like zeiros derabanan. But even muksa is really the machlekes. The Chaya Adam says we could be samech on the makilim. That's the Mishnah Berurah said in Siman Shin Hey Sifka and Ayin. And I actually had a shaila recently. I'll say in a moment. And but the real malacha derabanan deraisa that we are not allowed to do, even for tzar balei chayim. However, it does say in edition number 3, in the second paragraph, of a hefsin meruba and tzar balei chayim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, you could be samech on the makilim to be over yisur d'rabbanan. And so too the Chazon Ish says, he says, if you can wait till the night, no, you should wait. But if you can't, the Chazon Ish also says, you could be over on d'rabbanan. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that way, if there's hefsin meruba and tzar balei chayim. But typically, if there's no hefsin meruba, just tzar balei chayim, then we could be over refuah, we could be over muksa, but not a real malacha. The shayla we had a muksa as an animal itself is muksa. There was someone that had a rabbit, and they had the rabbit out on the porch in a cage for Shabbos, and all of a sudden the sky got dark, and it was about to rain and pour, a big storm. And it's extremely uncomfortable, they said, for the rabbit to be out when it rains like that and stuck in the cage. So they came to ask me the shaila if they can move the rabbit back into the house. I told them to pick up the cage and bring it into the house. Don't pick up the actual rabbit, which is a maila in Hilchos Muktzah. And because they were telling me that it was Tzar Balei Chaim, that's why we allowed them to move the rabbit back into the house. Zog Siv Dalin. Im Achaz Adam. If the animal is Achaz Adam, what's the exact type of Achaz Adam? Im Achaz Adam could be type as blood accumulation. I guess it's uncomfortable for it. You can put it into water so it can cool off. If it was suffix, if there's a suffix, that if you're not going to be makhe as a dam, this accumulation of blood can make it die, then avada, what you can do is, you can tell a guy to do the bloodletting. Amir la'akim is mutter b'makim tzar balei chayim. That's why we have the goyim can milk cows on Shabbos. We don't save the milk, but they can milk the cow to relieve the pain. But here too, if the animal for sure is going to die, for sure you can ask the guy to do the bloodletting for you. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan zayin yachal amida ha'kol kanal b'siv katan hey. Ve'im hu safik. Dimitation them ball amamayna ilay sharas le'ashi the member them atma yisuri deraisa. Over here, he's saying the reason why we're allowed to do the guy over here. Now, just one ha'ara over here is that moments ago we just spoke out that if there is Tzar Balei Chaim, Amir Lakam perhaps should be mutter. And welcome Tzar Balei Chaim, we would allow it. And that's what it seemed like in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav. And over here, it sounds like only because you're Bohol Alma Mainai and you may come to be Avernis Deraisa, that's what we're allowing Amir Lakam. And the Chaya Adam actually does, is Ma'ur this question. It would seem like the halacha is that one would be allowed to do Amir La'akam even just for Tzar Balei Chaim. Let's see the last Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tes, and then let's see if I can find the teretz for this kasha. Sifkot and Tes, Thomas, Vayim HaChayot Nishakosov, So this is the Chayyadim I actually was just quoting. So it is brought down over here. I forgot that even if it's chayla ba'alma, you could do the akum the hakazas dam to heal it because it's tzar ba'alchayim. But to blood that for a horse, so it should be able to eat more. That of course would be aser. But if you have tzar ba'alchayim, then we're going to allow it. And if you read the ha'ara number 6 in the Dirshu, he says even though the Shulchan Aruch seem to be matter only when it's a chash sakana amir la'akum, the Nishmas Adam explains, since the Shulchan Aruch earlier allowed you to tell a goy to milk your animals in Shabbos, since it has a lot of pain, Shulchan Aruch is sort of like, this is a general klal, interesting. There's a klal that we have, that when there's an English halacha sefer, a lot of times the mechaber will be a little bit more machmer than if you were to actually ask the rav. And the reason why it's written for the klal and it's written in English, it's a language that everyone understands, and people could make mistakes and be medama milsa la milsa, and things can be off. Therefore, it has to be very careful the things that they write. So it sounds like I'm just reading here what it says from the Nishmas Adam. It sounds like he's saying the Shulchan Aruch avada, even though he says that there's a sakana here, there's a chash Hashem atamos mutter to do amir la'akam, it doesn't really mean that. Avada, you could do it even if there's no chash, it's going to die. You know why I wrote this? It has to be so chamer, there's a chash that it's going to die, so that no one should start being more mekel on amir la'akam just in cases where it wants the animal to eat more. And so that's not enough of a reason to do amir la'akam. So it says it more chamer than it really is. That's what it says over here in the Nishmas Adam, quoted in number 6, a very interesting svara. He doesn't want you to be too lenient in the Amir La'akum, so it says it a little more chamer than he really believes it, than he really holds it to be. Okay, so we'll stop over here. There is a very large bir halacha here that I unfortunately did not have a chance to learn yet, but it does go on for 3 pages, so it could be that I still will go through it, and maybe you have interesting things to say from it. And for today, we just finished off Hilchas Mila, about a first-time male not working, doing it on Shabbos. And we had this simon here of mainly for farmers of not to help animals give birth on Shabbos and to not do too much of a tircha just for tainig of a behema. And then we spoke about refuah for a behema is mutter, whether or not it's sakana or not. And then tzar bale chayim, so we said by when there's tzar bale chayim, amir la'akum, the pashtus is mutter, and so is being over iser muksa to save the animal from tzar bale chayim, like the case we had with the rabbit. That was what we saw here in Simen Shin Lamed Beis. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, Erev Yantiv, of course, Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, tomorrow's Amud. And then the Mirtz Hashem will keep up over Yantiv, each page, we'll try to get it done as early as we can each day. And we should have a Chakosh V'Sameach and a good day.